بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. You see, the journey of life, we all are on a journey right now. We all are musafir. Doesn't mean you can make 2 rakat namaz at home. Musafir meaning we all are going through this worldly life, we're going to reach our jannat inshaAllah. And when we reach our jannat, where the pleasure is the ultimate, the Allah Ta'ala has kept for us water sports, zip, what do you call it, zip? Zip line. There's no fear you'll fall, hurt your head, or you'll break your head, or you'll break your hand. Then you drive your father's car, so no problem, you don't need permission. Then you can do as you want. But to secure now my jannat, this is the most important time of my life, my youth. If I can secure my youth in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who we believe more than our friends also. Friends will say, come, let's have fun. Fun is that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told me is fun. Therefore that you, that young man, that young musalli, who will grow up in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah, he won't break the commands of Allah, he won't abuse his eyes, he won't use his eyes in the wrong things, he won't say the wrong things, he won't hear the wrong things, displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah promises him that under the shade of my throne on the day of Qiyamah, I will give you a special seat over there. Special seat. He'll be seated over there. Oh, look at you. Who's this young man? How he got this? How he got this honor? You all want to be the number 10 striker. You all want to be the best bowler and batsman, hitting the six. And whatever it may be. We all want that fame and that honor and that name. Allah says you can have it in Jannah, it's for you, no problem. But to get that fame and that honor and that seat, where the stage now will be put up for you, and all be looking at you, that he's the one that won the race. The race of what? Of Salah, he was there for Namaz. The race of what? In the line for my Quran, he's our first in the line for Sabak in the morning. Not last at the line. That the ustaz now say, it's time for school, I'll pack up, let's go. I'm first in the line. Because in Qiyamah, they also want to be first in the line. You see, when you go for Hifz Jalsa, how they, mashallah, the boys are walking, they're putting turbans for them, they're getting certificates. But the real day, awards the day, is the day of Qiyamah. So we're all on a journey towards that day, inshallah. So that's why we are seated here right now to secure our seat. Under the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah give all of us inshallah. And not only that, but we want to become beacons and lights of hidayat also. That our other boys can see us and their mothers say, you know, before in our younger days, I don't know now, they had a bumper sticker. So they have there that I'm the boy your mother warned you about. Another guy had a sticker there on his old car. Had an old car, so he had a bumper sticker there. When I grow up, I want to become a Porsche. So when I grow up, I want to become a wali of Allah. I want to become the friend of Allah. So it shouldn't be that now I'm that boy whose other boys' mothers tell them, be careful of that boy. Stay far from him. He's a bully. Or he's got bad company. Or he's got a cell phone. Oh, he's vaping. So you see, when we come in this world, the different stages of our life. When we're young, we don't know much. The child is growing up, you all know children one time, running around in the house. Sometimes the diaper is messed. Sometimes the nose is running. And your mother has to catch you to wipe your nose, but you don't want to. And then to show them some spite what you do, then you start licking your snot also. We all did it. But now you've gone clean now. And that diaper, they have to change you around the house to change your diaper. You didn't want to change it. How you enjoy it now? Carrying all that in your bottom. You all went through it. And then you grew up a little bit. And then you couldn't drink water properly also. But you know, drink that kalapani. That black water, you want to drink it. And how you drink it, instead of putting the bottom of the glass in it, you put the top of the glass. It's all coming out at the bottom. I have to grab it. Then you're dropping the tea. Then you're dropping the sugar. But you want to have it. Give you a piece of cake. You want the whole cake. And you can't eat it still. Then you're sleeping and you fall down with your face into the plate of beans. You step to it, you're tired now. Everything messed up. We all went through it. We all were like that. That's the phases of life. Then you became a bit bigger. First you were riding a two-wheel or three-wheel scooter and you're wearing your Crocs as your emergency brakes. Mother says, we just bought him those Crocs 2 months ago. They're already finished. How is riding the bike at full speed if other can't see you riding also? This guy is going to crash into the gate. But he rode it like that. What they say, malplak, isn't it? These are what happens to him. Tonight, mother can now do damage control, Zambak and Vaseline and everything else. Tomorrow, he's back on it again. Why is the determination? The young boy got determination. He fell down, he got hurt, he knocked his head. Then the next day, he didn't say, no, I'm not going anywhere. He's going again in the battlefield. I'm going out again. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to try it again. But he mastered it. From those three-wheelers to the two-wheelers, then we took out the extra wheels, training wheels. Then we start riding the bicycle. Then the bicycle, the father said, be careful, please. Don't ride too fast. But before, parents know it, now he's standing on the bicycle and he's not even holding the bars anymore. He said, yeah, look at this young boy. How is he riding this bicycle? He mastered it. So on the bicycle, now his eye is on the quad bike. If I get that, my life is made. A few years before that, divorce, when his mother took him to check us, he put it in the trolley. Isn't it? Put it in the trolley seat over there. Everything he's crying for. Then he saw one truck or one small car made in China. That became his life. He's crying his life out. I want it. I want it. I want it. Well, I just bought you one. No, I want that one. That's his whole life. That. Everybody sees a small cricket bat with a small ball. Yeah, he wants it. He's throwing a tantrum. Now you might see your younger brother say, what's wrong with this lady? He's performing. At one time you were that lady. Ask your mother and father, they'll tell you, how are you performing? But he was doing it. Even somebody in the line, in the queue to pay, told your mother, let me buy it for him. The other child is crying. They don't know you performing. Just crocodile tears. But mother buys it for you. You take it home. The little car or the truck. When she's bathing you also, where's my truck? You're bathing with the truck also. Eating with the truck also. Going to sleep, the truck must be under the duvet with me. That thing is my life. Nobody must touch it. Or there's war. My big brother won't even touch it. He's laughing at you. You playing with the China me truck, I got a radio control, remote control. But as you grew up, what you want then? Then you think, now what a fool I was. I cried for this thing. Now you kick it. Now you want to break it. Why? See, it's broken. Now another one. I'm going to take you again. I want a remote control. The one with the wire. Brother tells you, listen to me. Don't take that remote control. Take the radio control. It's wireless. You say, what you know? You're just jealous. You're just jealous. See, I'm telling you, listen to me. You say, no. See, this one, how big it is. Yeah, it's big, but it's got a long wire. This one here is small. It's fast. This one here is small. It's fast and it's wireless. He says, no, you're just jealous. I want this one. When you took it home, you paid for how long? 1-2 days, the battery went dead. Then Papa said, I'm not buying batteries again for you. Now you just pack it off. 3 years went on, you got bigger. What you saw then? Then you saw the radio control. Now I understand what my brother was saying. You should have listened to him. But it took your time to understand. Then you got that one. Then when you finished with that one, now you're already 16, 17. And then you're telling your Papa, Papa, I can drive now. You just sit on the driver's seat. You sit there, you hardly can use the pedal. No, I can drive. Don't worry, I can see the road. So see in son how he is. From little toys to bigger toys. Now his eyes on his father's car now. And before that, when his nose was running, then we had to fight with him to wipe his nose. And now when he leaves home, where's the pack of tissues? Before his topi was upside down, we didn't worry. Now the topi must be right, looking in the mirror. Everything must be smart. His imam also must have the V over there. No creases. And now he's putting his perfume. Before that, he didn't worry how he was spelling, how he looked, dirty, kurta, nothing. Now he became a young man. Now he was a smell like. Now he got a style of walking. Now his lingo and his language changed also. Now he got style. Now his eyes now, They got a new spot, eyeballing. Now he's looking everywhere. Before he couldn't see anything. Now he's looking at everything. It's a different color now. Now his thoughts are different also. Now he's become a young man. Now he wants a name, he wants a fame, he wants to be the smart boy on the block. So in the same thing we find in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, these are our stars who we follow. Sahaba ikram were the real men. They were the real youth. Not the youth like today. I don't know about here in Joburg, in Durban. They say the louder you can shout and scream, you won the fight. But they say, hold me back. But you can't do anything. But they say, hold me back. If I hit you one time, you fall 10 times. A friend told his other friend, I'll give you such a shot, you'll forget your name. So he shouted his name, Muhammad, Muhammad. He hit. I won't forget my name. But he wants to be the tough guy. You see, youngsters also, they all play nice. They want to fight. Let's fight. Let's fight. Why are you going to fight? This one is stronger than the other. Let's fight. So, as young men, we have that energy. Sahaba radiallahu anhu also had that in them. But how they used their lives for the deen of Allah, that became the Sahaba, who we love, who you want to die for, you want to become like them. So the day of Qiyamah, we want Khalid bin Walid to come and call us, come with me. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, go and ask Hazrat Khalid, how you took so many men on one time? So many you took. All alone, one mujahid. How many swords you broke in the path of Allah? Nobody ever broke you. The day of Qiyamah, you know, sit with them and ask them for the real stories, how it happened. Tell us how you did it. What was in your heart? Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu, how one Sahabi was, he used to run faster than the Arab horse also. How he used to run? Today we're getting amazed now, 0 to 100, 9 point something, whatever they're running. Running like a bolt. But they asked Sahaba Ikram, how you ran? The voices they had, how they read Quran Sharif. These are our real stars that we want to become like them. Among these beautiful stars of Sahaba radiallahu anhum was Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhum. A'taru ahli Makkata. He said, A'taru from Itr. The most fragrant of the boys of Makkah. The fragrance and the perfume he used was imported stuff. Imported. Not the ones that we use nowadays. You see, the perfumes we use, the purpose of using ether, we call it ether. The purpose of using ether, our Hazrat Mawlana Hamid teaches us, Dama Barakatuhu, is to create a pious environment. We use ether to create a pious and good environment. Today we're using perfume to create a romantic environment. We use ether to attract the malaika, not to attract the opposite gender. So Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Ali, as a young boy now, he's trying to become pious. Now he's making sure he's just up tip-top. He goes to the mall. There's a place for us to go. He goes there. And he's scouting, he's looking around, doing window shopping. We go to buy. That's what we need. We go shopping to see what we can buy. And we eat, so we don't get hungry. That's with South Africans, unfortunately. So he's going there, Zakim Sahib will say he's going there, and he sees now the opposite gender. See who is wearing? Hazrat says, Parada with a post box. You know the post box, Parada? Send an email through. So he says he's walking there, then he looks around, he sees looking at me. Inna lillahi la hawla wa la quwwata. Then he checks, he's still looking. So what he'll do? He put his topi right. I hope I'm looking okay, looking in the mirror. He puts his hand in his pocket, he puts the ether slowly, he puts the ether. Yeah, I wanted to go to the shop there. It's got a sale on. You see the thief in his heart to steal his iman. To steal his iman, all in the name of deen. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, was the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came from a very, very affluent and rich family. His mother was making him wear clothing, imported clothing. Nobody in Makkah could match his clothing. Lavish, stylish, charm, luxury. His perfume is either could be smelled hours later on. Hazrat Musa bin Umair walked down this gully. Such a smart youngster he was. At that time, Makkatul Mukarrama was on heat, so to say, the Quraysh against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the talk went around about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa bin Umair, although he was so affluent, brought up in a lap of luxury, nobody could match him, but he was of a high and noble character. Very intelligent. Externally he was beautiful, and internally also he was beautiful. He heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wanted the best for himself. At that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was in the house of Arqam. Arqam bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His house is at the foot of Mount Safa. So he went there, and he heard the Quran tilawah, the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The desire came in his heart as a young man, and he heard. And he said when he heard Quran, his heart began to throb with iman. He was kafir. No Islam. The desire to go and listen to the Quran tilawat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to accept the da'wat. Today you and I, we see how different we have become. He grew up now in a home of kufr, shirk, idly worshipping idols. But he's got the desire to become a Muslim. Today we have Islam. We brought up in Muslim homes. But I know my condition. My father will take me to the masjid. And our masjid back in Masjid al-Hilal, we got 8 entrances. On one side. Father and son, father will enter into from one entrance, son will enter into one and disappear the other one. Somewhere he is in the masjid. But the cell phone is dragging us out. Friend is dragging us out. Meet me here, meet me there. Meet me here, meet me there. And the namaz will just go. Father has to wake up his son for Fajr namaz. He can't wake up. We're born in Muslim homes. The love of Sahaba should come in my heart. The love for Allah should come in my heart. Here's a young boy not brought up with iman. Brought up with kufr. In South America, we met a young boy, 16 years old. Can't remember his name. It was the month of Ramadan. White youngster. He would come to the masjid around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He would take his rest, eat asr with us, read maghrib, make iftari, 20 rakat tarawih, then he would go home, come back the next day again. Then we heard his kar guzari. His mother, he was the only Muslim boy in the house. Mother, father, brother, sisters, all Christian. His mother sent an email to Mawli Suleiman Jara. What did you do to my son? He haven't done anything to him. He says, this young boy wakes up 3 in the morning, tiptoes to the kitchen. He makes his own sari. My mother is crying, wake up, sari is going to expire. Wake up, you've got 5 minutes left, 10 minutes left. I'm coming. After sari, Fajr is gone. South America, living in kufr, entire household is Christian. She said, what did you do to my son? He wakes up 3, he makes his own sari, and what meal is he having early morning? Entire day he doesn't eat, he goes to school, then he disappears. He says, no, he's praying. 20 rakat tarawih is a new Muslim. I know my tarawih. If I am the muqtadi and I'm following, I only start my tarawih when Imam Sahib goes to ruku. Then I start my rakat. When he's ending his rakat. 20 rakat tarawih. They're beating us. Mawlana Salman says, I didn't do anything to him. One day himself, he walked into the masjid. There was a copy of Fazail Ramadan of the Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah in the Spanish language. He picked it up. He read it. On that he became Muslim. Haji Naqwada Sahib will say, Haji Ahmad Naqwada will say, Rahmatullah alayhi, say, read this kitab at home, Fazail A'mal. The hikayat and the stories of Sahaba, he says, this kitab, Fazal Amal, has produced millions of awliya in the world. Very quickly, Shaykh Abu Hassan Ali Nadwi, rahmatullah alayhi, if you read this kitab, The Path to Medina Munawwara, do a search, download it, read this kitab. The original is Arabic, it's translated into English. The Path to Medina Munawwara, translated by Muli Muhammad, my ustaz. He arrived there, what changed his life as a young boy. He said, I was a young boy. And he said, I picked up a kitab, Khairul Bashar, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a young boy. He said, I was 11 or 12 years old. He said, I picked up this kitab and he began to read, who's this man? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, in the house I found a catalog. A kitab catalog. Before we had catalogs, to pick it. Then order the kitab. So I picked all the books on Sirat, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I sent this order. Few days later, the postman came with a big parcel of kitabs. By then, he had lost his father. Wala Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Muli Ali Miyasab Rahmatul Ali. So he says, the postman came, and another opened the door. Who's the parcel for? Ali. Ali? What's this? Books. Okay, very good. You gotta pay for it. But they say, I don't have the money. She called him. He says, I was flustered. All my kitabs came. For us, my new iPhone came. Samsung came. I finished my hips, I want a cell phone. My Magda started a health phone. They take you to a hell, that phone. And there, even no connection, no MTN, no selfie. You can forget about it. His kitab came. So he says in his biography, my mother says, how do I pay for it? He says, I use the most lethal, effective weapon of a child to get his way. What is it? Tears. I started crying. They say, oh, better. Somehow she borrowed some money, whatever, she paid for it. He said, I took those kitabs. And I ran to my room. And I opened all the kitabs. But the point I want to get to, he said, I began to read about the Sahaba in Badr, in Uhud, Mus'ab bin Umair, and this Sahabi, and that Sahabi. He says, he created an earthquake in my heart. Ya Allah, who are these men? What they had within them. Then he says, as a young boy, this feeling came in my heart. Ya Allah, I have tasted the best of foods. Ya mashallah, in Transvaal, the best of foods. What we had in Darul, before we don't get back in Durban, here we had Hercules burgers and AK-47s and Bin Dawood's. Tagwood. Could put our mouth around the thing. Best of foods. The best of homes. I got the best of homes, the best of family, and family time, everything else. Ya Allah, I enjoy these things. But Sahaba Ikram gave this up to enjoy something higher in the battlefield to give their life. Ya Allah, I also noticed it. He said, that affected my life. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu gave it up. He ran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iman came into his heart. He became a Muslim. He didn't tell his mother. He said his mother was like a man in the house. So the strong woman, hard woman, he accepted Islam. And he began to read Salah also like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. After some time, Uthman bin Talha saw him reading Salah and reported him to his mother. He went home and she was waiting for him. She's waiting for him for the good things he's doing. Today our mother is worried, where is my son? What's he doing? So put his location on, where he went to? Who's your contact? She doesn't know if you're the second WhatsApp on the phone. She doesn't know one of our friends who was doing his of Quran. Father bought him some type of a gadget where he can play games, but no, can't take a SIM card. He can go to Wi-Fi, but no Wi-Fi in the house. Father cancelled it. Boy comes to mother and says, he dies. Say, boy, what happened to you? What are you doing at night? Say, I'm playing games. And I'm watching movies. I said, how? You got no Wi-Fi at home? Say, I got no Wi-Fi. I said, then? He says, I made my mother's phone a hotspot. My mother doesn't know what's a hotspot. We know what we're doing. This boy comes home, his mother's waiting for him. Long story. She locks him up in a room and puts guards there. She ties him with shackles. Because of what? Because of his iman. Because of his iman, he must not go for salah. Our mother is crying, please, beta, wake up for Fajr namaz. Go for namaz. Be a good boy. Do the right things. Have good friends. He went for two hijrah. He went to Abyssinia, he came back and he went again. When he returned, then the time came for him to go to Medina Munawwara, and his mother told him, if you're going, forget I'm your mother. Don't ever come back to me. She warned him, don't ever come back to me. And that's what she's telling him. In our time, our period of time, leave all your fancy clothes here, leave all your fancy shoes over here, you leave with nothing, go. He left everything behind. That entire what we have, our room, in suite, all our purchases, leave everything and move. He went to her ears and he told her, "Oh my mother, I ask you, plead with you for only one thing. Say one time, La ilaha illallah." She says, "Never. I will never degrade myself and lose my honor. Never." He made salam and he left. He was a young man before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrah to Medina Munawwara. He was sent before that. When the first group of Ansar came, then he was sent to teach them Quran Sharif. What a task he was given. He was sent to set up the entire Darul Uloom, Markaz, Khanqa, everything in Medina Munawwara, was set it up for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was the one that set it up, the entire thing. The second Jamaat that came to Aqaba to accept Islam, 70 of them, he also came with 70 Ansar of Medina Munawwara. Finally, to quickly fast track, his life came out like that. A boy with such beauty. In the Battle of Uhud, when the Mushrikeen were attacking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say he became a human shield. He became a human shield for the deen of Allah. They cut his right hand. They cut off his left hand. Today my hands are useful for the haram right now. Think of Mus'ab, he had no hands. He was carrying the flag of Islam. They cut both the hands off. He held the flag of Islam with the stumps of his arms. And as they attacked him, he read the ayat, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَدْ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَرَسُولٌ. Muhammad is only a Rasul. Many messengers passed before him. He will also leave, I'm also going to leave. Like this, a person here with a spear and stabbed him and he passed away. When they went to bury him, the boy who had the best of clothing didn't have even enough sheet to cover his body as a coffin. When they covered his face was open. They covered his head, the feet were open. Finally, they covered the head and they covered his feet with leaves. Like this, he was buried. One Sahabi, Mus'ab bin Umair, radiallahu anhu. All the perfume, all the glitter, all the glamour, we can imagine what a seat he'll have on the day of Qiyamah. If you want to be with him, and you walk behind him with our chest out, and Mus'ab, I heard your story, I want to become like you. We have our Asatiza, we have our Mashaykh, we have our Darul Ulooms. We have pious friends, become the pious friend, give up our sins, come unto Salah, come in the front, and become that Mus'ab, inshallah. We all will try, inshallah, and spend our time correctly, go in the path of Allah, make contact with Ulama Ikram, Allah Ta'ala will guide us, inshallah.